The Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the Faux One Faux Hour at Faux.
What are you doing, Strong?
Oh, no.
I thought we were all going to do the... Oh, wait. That's right. We're not done.
KBN.
Yeah.
What a bad...
Wow.
Bad by me.
Actually, you know what? Idea by Strofe. Cut it for Kyle. Play it for him on Monday. He will be so embarrassed of what we did. He will actually probably want to walk out of the show. Since this is how we represented him.
He'll throw his headsets off and get... Come on, man.
Come on, man. I leave for 1 week and you disrespect the Faux One Faux like that. Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, no Kyle Wallace. He'll be back on Monday, I believe. Alex Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. I see somebody coming in some baseball gear to get $2 off their pints from the parking lot. Smart person, you can do that too at Third Space Brewing Company where we're at in Milwaukee. You wear some baseball gear and you're getting $2 off your pint here at Third Space Brewing Company. Now, I have to do this for a company reason. I also need to do it because I think you have to do it soon to fly within domestically in the United States. Don't you need something on your license now?
Yeah, the real ID.
When's the best time to go to the DMV?
Wait. Hold on. Before we get into that, they have been preparing the real ID rollout for legitimately 4 years.
It feels like it's been like I remember, are you shocked that this...
I remember looking at this.
You probably did it the first day it was available.
Of course. I looked into it the minute I was at the airport, and it said, real ID, need to have. I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't have this on my ID. And then...
I've been going to the airport with, like, the non-real ID for... ever now, and
like, oh,
I've been so
goodness.
Lucky that they just kept pushing it back.
So the saving grace for us is when we moved back here, we changed from Florida to Wisconsin driver's license, so that did it automatically. But you know, I literally saw that 4 years ago. I was like, I need to change my ID. I need to change. But meanwhile, it was a 4 year runway. You're waiting till four days. It's in 5 days. The seventh.
And I fly. I fly on the 15th, I think.
Oh my gosh! You didn't tell me this is why you're going to the DMV. That makes me so upset.
I'm flying. I'm going to Hilton Head for a wedding.
Why do you wait until the very last minute? It makes no sense to me.
Brad, not all of us, you know, just like eat oatmeal in the morning and, you know.
Change their real ID 4 years in advance?
Yeah, like it's just like.
I suppose you're one extreme and I'm the other extreme.
Am I not going to figure it out, or are we going to figure it out?
I could not. Go Brewers. We got some Brewer fans right here.
Brewers. I'm not going to scream at Third Space out of respect to them.
I guess I'm one extreme, you're the other. I'm still processing this.
Yeah, you look are literally in shock. It's going to be okay, Brad. I'm going to get my ID.
Okay. Anyway, DMV.
Is there a good time to go to the DMV?
My plan is
to go Saturday morning. It opens at 8:30. Is that a good plan?
I feel like the opening minute is the way to go because you're bound to get caught in a line if you don't. Saturday would scare me, though. Saturday in general would scare me because I feel like that's when everyone who works, like you, are going to have to go and take care of their ID. So if there's anything that sets you back, if there's traffic, if baby's having a tough morning, if you show up at 9:30, I think you're in a world of hurt.
I actually don't mind the DMV.
Really?
I think it's an enjoyable experience.
What's enjoyable about it?
If you go in the mindset of, like, you know, these people may not want to be here. Just make the most of it, man. Like, brighten their day. Like, I come in all chipper, and even if they're mean, I'm saying, you know, I'm just, like, just happy to be there, man.
I guess most people walk in with a bad attitude.
You walk in a bad attitude, you're going to get a bad attitude back.
That's true. I bet you the workers behind the desk have a way to you know, oh, sorry, it's going to be a prolonged wait. You know, if you kind of come in with a bad attitude, I would do that. If I was at the DMV and someone came in mean, I'd be like, oh, sorry, your wait has just increased by an hour.
See, I don't want to read this one out loud, but Michael chimes in on the 262. Tell Ben to go to the DMV in blank. There's literally no line there.
Oh, but it's inside.
But it's far.
How far?
25 minutes far.
And the DMV that you're going to is how far? Like, normally it's
10, 15 minutes maybe?
I'll tell you what, boys. I know we're not on in Madison, but Ben, if you're heading to Madison anytime soon, the DMV on the east side of Madison is the nicest DMV in the United States of America.
Wow.
No lines, beautiful, smells nice. The people are actually lovely.
Interesting.
People at the DMV are typically crabby, which I don't blame them, but.
Yeah.
I don't mind the DMV. I feel like I would rather go to the DMV than go to, what do you have to wait for things?
The post office you can often wait for.
I kind of love the post office.
You're a patriot.
I'm just a patriot, man.
Like, I love the systems of
government. I just want to be an organ donor. I just want to get some stamps, man. What else do people hate?
Hate waiting? Waiting on or just the experience in general?
Yeah, the experience. What's been positive out of this?
To me, a grocery store experience can go one of two ways.
I love the grocery store.
I like a grocery store, but I got a list, and I hit the list like I am going, like I'm a Navy SEAL. Like I go right to the area, then I go to the next one. I try to minimize my time there. There's no extra. I'm not walking down aisles. I'm not looking for a frivolous purchase. So
I love when there's obstacles in my way of the grocery store.
You like that?
Yes, because I'm like, oh, this area is backed up. I'm gonna jet to the other side, get everything over there, come back, and it's gonna be ready to go for me. Like,
so you go around the aisle, or you go through the congested aisle?
Oh, I'm going through, around, above,
oh,
jumping over, like. I cannot stand when I tell my fiance to go to the grocery store, because what takes her an hour takes me 20 minutes.
Well, I do pride myself on a quick grocery store run.
I don't want to be in there long.
Yeah. But you had to be a tactician to do that. You must be like me then, where you go right to the items. You go in with a list, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Strofe, do you go in with the grocery store with a list, or do you just pander through the aisle?
I'll tell you what. I'm typically a willy-nillier, but a couple weeks ago, I made a list, and it was the most efficient shopping trip I've ever made. So I am officially graduated to a list guy.
Let's go to Mike in Franklin. He is the king of the royal family in Franklin. You're up on the Carbless Talk and text line, Mike.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Fantastic. Good. You still, I feel like you have not been winning as many prizes on ESPN Wisconsin. No,
I'm taking a little break. I got to work once in a while. But hey, Ben, I wanted to let you know I heard your last little segment there. Don't think you're just going to go into the DMV and get your real ID in like 5 minutes. Because my daughter had a situation where I kept pushing her to hurry up and get, I'm more like Brad, be organized, get your ducks in a row. And, you know, and I pushing her. Finally, she went in for it. And she got. It took her to send it to her in the mail. It took a week, and then she finally had her license before she left for out of state. So she just barely made.
Wow.
It.
Wow.
Okay. Now
you are going to be pushing the envelope.
You just ruined my weekend, Mike. You literally.
What's that?
You just ruined my weekend because I have a feeling that my fiance is currently in the car listening, and she's going to kill me.
You might be in trouble. So it took how long? A week.
So if I go,
you're going to be by this teeth of
so May 3rd, and I leave on the 15th.
So that's 2 weeks.
Less,
a week and a half.
It's like 12 days.
Oh, Benny boy, that's going to be pushing. You love doing your taxes last minute. You love grocery Christmas Eve shopping. You love
the
rush. So here you go, Ben, another rush.
You know what? I should know. I'm not going to jinx it. You know what I was going to say?
No.
Works out.
Now you're relying on the DMV to process it.
I try,
and the postal service to deliver it on
time. I love
time.
Both entities. I've been respectful
you
to
did.
Both entities.
They're probably both listening and say, you know what, folks? We can't let our boy Ben down.
Oh, and if you don't think I'm going to charm somebody up at the DMV to expedite that license, you're outside your damn mind.
You can charm. You can turn it on with the best of them, Ben.
I'm going to be like, who's it going to be? Oh, you look like... You want to have a fun conversation this Saturday morning.
Gosh. I will say I did think about a place that I hate waiting for is in like a line for a concession stand. I like, you know, we're at like a Bucks game, a Brewers game, and there's a long line. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. People don't know what they're going to get.
I always pick the wrong line.
The slow-moving line?
I always pick the slow line.
Ugh.
Like, you know when you do the thing
do
when you're
like... Do you
think
you're picking the right line?
I send my fiance to a line and myself to a line.
Oh, yeah.
She's always first. I always pick the slow line. It's because I'm impatient. I think that's the earth in me. Just chillax.
You got to relax. Let it come to you. But usually at that moment, I'm either missing a game, missing a concert, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, and it just feels like those concession lines take forever. That's one place I definitely hate waiting.
Matt chimes in the 414. I think you can still use a passport.
Oh, yeah, you can use a passport. That's a good call.
Guess what expired last year?
Ben.
You're a doofus.
I can't even, like...
I don't understand. I think we might be doing a honeymoon overseas.
I don't understand.
Too. How long does the passport take?
Because the passports take months. Months. You need to, and you need to.
I know. If we're going overseas,
you might ruin your fiance's honeymoon dreams if she wants to go someplace overseas. There's wonderful places you can go. She's probably dreamed about it, vision board, the whole thing, and you're gonna strip that from her. You need to take care of your driver's license on Saturday and passport. Set an appointment. That is, I don't know what to do.
I feel like you want to like grab me and shake me.
I want to escort you there. I want to be like, Ben, we cannot let this go.
How do I make an appointment with Nortman Organization Skills, LLC?
I mean, we need to, it's going to be a boot camp. I'm not sure you can, I don't know if you can survive it. How long has it been suspended for?
12 weeks for a passport?
Yes, that sounds about accurate. Because I know, right when I signed
it. That's 3 months. We're getting married in less than... Dude, less than 4 months.
Again, you are going to take it to the last minute.
The license and the passport. Holy cow, I got to do this ASAP.
When I signed with the Jaguars, you know, we go to London every year, so we need passports. So the minute you sign with the team, this is like, you know, again, if you're a rookie, it's like April. But if you're a free agent, it's March. They go through the whole thing. Literally part of the pit stop is going to make sure your passport
And
they can, like, fast track it because sometimes there's waits to get in to actually see someone for your passport. So... Yeah, I mean, that's how big, because we want to know by fall that your passport's good to go. Benny boy, this is just, I'm stressed for you.
Matt in the 414 gets it. Sweet talk the post office. You got a passport in 10 days.
That seems exceedingly too quick. That sounds very optimistic.
Can you pay for fast track?
I'm sure you could pay for something, but again, I just...
Are you going to be okay?
No, I'm stressed.
I'm stressed, but I'm still less stressed than you, and you're not even doing it.
You have a smile on. You're sitting back kind of casual. I need to distance myself away from – I'm tense thinking about the last-minute stress. Like knowing – let's just say, for instance, okay, you go to the DMV on Saturday. You're flying in like 11 days. That wait time – of checking the mailbox every day, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. It's crazy.
Legitimately?
It's crazy. I would be able to sleep in general, but I'd probably wake up early. If I wake up during the middle of the night, my thoughts are racing. I'll be thinking about, what am I going to do? I have no way to get on a flight.
I'll drive there.
Where are you driving?
Hilton Head?
No, you're not driving to Hilton Head. You're not driving to Hilton Head.
You're not driving there. I ever tell you guys about the time I got my passport?
No.
No, but you can do it after you tell us about DraftKings.
Oh, sure, I'll do that real quick. I got to tell you about DraftKings, but more specifically about Pick 6 from DraftKings. If you're ready to win some real cash during the basketball playoffs, you got to check out Pick 6 from DraftKings. When it comes to basketball payouts, DraftKings Pick 6 posterizes all the other daily fantasy competition. All you got to do, look at player projections on their stats, click more or less. You can pick anywhere from 2 players all the way up to 6 players. The more you pick, the higher the payout potential, and you win more on your minimum payouts. Depending on how the competition does that night, Pick 6 available in most states, including right here in Wisconsin. New players get $50 in Pick 6 credits instantly on just a $5 entry. Put 5 in, all of a sudden, boom, shakalaka, you got 55. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use code WKTI. Whatever Kyle thinks, impossible. WKTI. For new customers to play $5, get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Better payouts, bigger wins
only with Pick 6 from DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 18+. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Void where prohibited. One Purdue customer bonus rewarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that do expire in 14 days. Limited time offer. See the website, pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Yeah, I love KBN Nation. Jeff chimes in. He got his real ID yesterday. Took 30 minutes. All good, Benny. Jeff in a beer truck. Tom got his passports in 3 weeks after going to the local post office. Like, look, everything's going to be all right.
I know you're singing it. I, on your behalf, won't be able to sleep well tonight.
Everything's going to be All right. There you go, Brad. Take it easy. It's Friday. Loosen up. You're 45 minutes away from a beer at Third Space Brewing Company. Pole position in Alex Strofe's passport story, if it's any good. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm about being young, wild, and free.
No, you're not.
I'm about
being... You're not young, wild, and free.
Yeah,
I am
you're
young.
Not, you're
young,
not
wild,
that.
Every time I ask you to do something, I check with a girlfriend.
Wait, why are you taking... Why are you going personal? Why are you going to talk about business?
I can still be free with a lady.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Cause everyone's gonna be all right. About a thing, cause every little thing's gonna be alright.
Right back this morning, smile with. Oh, your company's telling its brand story. That's what marketing is all about. And you know what? If you want to be able to tell your story correctly, then you need to use 3Tree Marketing. They are experts in creative merchandising strategies that be able to allow you to further your brand and tell your company's story. They're going to be an extension to your team and think outside the box so that they can accomplish your goals to increase your brand awareness. And anytime that you put your logo, your insignia on anything you can touch, feel, experience, 3Tree Marketing is absolute experts in that. Your new teammates, your business partners, customers will know exactly who you are and what you stand for, but only if you use 3Tree Marketing. Check them out today at 3treemarketing.com.
Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, no Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofer on the show. We're live from Third Space Brewing Company. Can't wait for a happy place after the show. Strofe, you can either take it away with a passport story or get to pole position.
It's not a very long story. It's just, it was one of the strangest mornings of my life. So I went to the post office, and when you see a post office worker, what do you guys typically expect?
Regarding what?
Yeah.
Like the people that work at the post office.
I mean, still maybe, putting us in a bad spot here. Yeah. What are you trying to do here?
It doesn't matter anyway. So they go, yeah, we can't take your picture here. I go, okay. So what do I do? They go, hey, there's a Walmart down the street. And I said, okay, I'll go there. So I went there. I said, hey, I need to get my picture taken. And this dude is on another planet, if you know what I'm saying. He's
okay,
like, oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah, I got you, bro.
Yeah.
Let me go get the backdrop and the camera. So you got this white backdrop that's about 3 feet tall, and I am 6'3", and he's got a camera on a tripod that's maybe a foot tall. So I had to squat to the point where my ass is touching the tile in the middle of the Walmart electronics section on like a Thursday morning. And so I'm squatting for minutes. My legs are burning in the middle of this Walmart electronics. And then they print it off. I go back and I get my passport. So anyway, there's my story. Thanks for watching.
James, the postman, chimes in, simply says, watch yourself, Strofe.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position.
All right, fellas, not a great poll week for our friends over at Jim, Matt, and Molly. Weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison. Let's start with this one. All right, well, we talked about this one earlier in the week.
Jim Rutledge says the Bucks would be better off sitting Giannis versus the Pacers to help preserve his trade value. Do you agree? 92% of people.
99.9% of people, other than a misclick, should have clicked.
92.
No.
Yeah.
Said no.
I'm shocked it's that low.
I agree.
Ben's right. It should be Jim Rutledge and a miss hit. Like your thumb tried to go for one and accidentally registered the other. That was one of the craziest takes I've heard on these airwaves.
Well,
just to further this a second here, they literally were up 7 with 35 seconds left.
Yeah.
And they almost sent to the game 6. But we should have preserved this trade value.
Yeah. That's the most important. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'd rather him on the bench than 33, 20, and 16 or whatever he had. No doubt. Anyway, another interesting poll from Jim at Molly for our worst polls of the week. Do you like your own name? 82% of people said yes.
I was going to say, well, that's actually not a bad poll.
It's deep.
Is
very
it?
Very deep.
If you don't...
is it deep?
I said it's deep.
It is deep.
Strope said, is it?
It is very deep. You have one name, and you yourself do not get to choose that name for yourself. Now, you can change your name, but I don't know how to do that.
Well, it's crazy.
I don't even know how to get a driver's license or a passport.
Yeah, it is possible to change your name. I will say it is crazy to go deeper down the X-Files. Do you become your name, or does your name become you? Now, because that's profound, because I'm Brad.
Ooh.
And I'm fully Brad. But am I more of a Brad because my name is Brad?
Ooh. Well, there's some people that don't look like their name. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of people that don't look like their name. Ben, look at a random person in Third Space Brewing right now, guess their name, and then ask them their name.
Oh, my God.
I would love to do that.
Do it. I'm telling you to do it.
But we're live on the radio.
Fairly invasive.
And I don't know if I can do that unless, like, they're, like, on the microphone with us from an FCC standpoint.
I think you're overthinking this one.
No, I don't think I am. There's a guy who works here with, like, a big dread-headed flow.
Oh, yeah. What do you think his name is?
It's classic.
That's a Derek. His name's Derek.
Yeah. Well, no, but I'm saying
white dude.
If his name is, I don't know, like Steve. Like he's not. He doesn't look like a Steve.
Well, what do you
he
think his
not
name
look
is?
Like a Steve. He looks like oof. Maybe like
I don't know, Bob Marley.
But Bob. That's a surprising name for Bob Marley.
For sure.
It?
He doesn't look like a Bob.
Good point.
Like Bob Marley does not look like a Bob.
No, he doesn't. What do you think? Think of a Bob. I wouldn't expect Bob Marley to be that guy.
His name is Robert, so I guess it's Bob, but.
But does Kyle Wallace version. Look like a Kyle? Or did Kyle Wallace become Kyle?
Kyle doesn't feel like. Well, I don't know. The thing is, like, all I know now is Kyle. You know?
Am I a Ben?
Oh, you're a Ben.
Why
you're
am a Ben. I a Ben?
I think of a Ben as like you. I mean, you're a Ben. You're a fully
okay,
Ben.
Okay, this was the worst X-Files we've ever done.
I
worst
disagree.
X-Files.
The thing with Alex Strope.
My idea was the greatest idea I've ever had, and you, for some reason, thought it was illegal.
I want to. Okay.
Sir.
You're not asking them their social security number.
So we're live on air. So quick question. What do you think? We're talking about names.
Names.
And, okay, we have a gentleman
do
here.
Do I look like a Ben? No. You don't have to recognize. Does he look like a Brad? He looks like a Brad.
Can we guess your name? We don't know you.
I couldn't hear what he said, so you guess.
Okay, I'm going to guess your name is David.
He looks
David.
Like a David.
You look like a David.
He looks like a David. What is it? Scott.
Scott.
I think he looks more like a David.
Yeah, but now I see the Scott. Now I see the Scott in him.
Well, because he said it's Scott?
Yes. It goes back to our theory. Do you become your name? Or does your name become you?
Okay.
It wasn't even an option?
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's
I swung and missed. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
He looks like a David, though, doesn't he?
He looks like a David.
Such like a
this
David.
This is the
David.
Best game ever. let's go to the other polls from Jed, Gabe, and Chewy, weekday morning, 7 to 9, ESPN. Milwaukee, how do you prefer your game, Neitzel? With a beard or with no beard?
With a beard. With a beard. I saw him in person today for the first time since the shaving. I wanted to, like, tape his beard back on him.
Oh, wow. That's...
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. And his wife doesn't like it.
Oh, that's the ultimate one. I do like Gabe with a beard. I've only seen him on the YouTube stream when Jen, Gabe, and Chewy have been on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. So I haven't seen him in person. He does look younger with a freshly shaven face. But maybe I feel like with the beard, he just looks more weathered and more
wise.
He
looks like he's ready to hunt and do manly things.
He looks very tough.
He looks tough.
He looks very tough.
He looks like a wimp.
Oh, you're going to say that?
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't look like a strong, strong grown man.
Yeah, that strength, that
like if
that
burliness. If I saw if I didn't know who Gabe was, right? And I hypothetically I've never been in a fight, but if I was going to get in a bar fight and I had to choose to fight beardless Gabe or beard Gabe. I'm not trying to mess with beard Gabe. The guy looks like he's got some miles on him.
Yeah,
the guy looks like he's been in some bar fights.
That's perfectly put.
Gabe with no beard looks like, you know, one punch to the cheek and, you know, he's dead.
Just like me, I understand. This one also from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and I'm lacking context. I don't know if anybody listened this morning before I started listening in the 8 o'clock hour, but this must have been from their first segment. It just says, do you birds make out? Yes or no? Do you birds make out?
That's a Josh DiMaggio typo.
Yeah, it's
got to be if birds make out.
I don't think
that's
it
also very profound. I don't think they do. I don't believe beaks are meant for making out. I believe, and if
what are we closest to? A monkey?
Probably.
Do monkeys make out
romantically?
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
You're the planet Earth
guy. I feel like in the animal kingdom, they just get right to business.
Okay. And that's it for pole position today. Not our best question at answering.
Oh, that is not true. You just met Scott Dave.
I prefer David Scott.
Did Dave come out of the bathroom yet?
He did.
Oh, dang, I missed him.
He walked so fast by our booth. I think he said, get the heck out of here.
If your name needs better marketing, Brad can help you.
I did tell them about 3Tree coming in.
And if your name is Ben Brust, you live at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where I'm going to give you the best bet coming up next.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He saw it as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had a you
Preach
think
it.
You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Company is getting packed full of people enjoying some brews on a Friday. Come have a happy place. Come enjoy the wonderful tap room. I did walk outside and looked at the patio. It's got the heaters if you need them. It's got space if you like space. You can walk around. I see a food truck. It's Frozen Pizza Friday, but I am tempted. Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, Alex Stroh running the show. UKB Nation at 800-990-3776. It's time now to give you what will be a shocking best bet.
It's time for Ben Brust's Best Bets. Sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Now, there is no horse racing betting, I believe, at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And that's a good thing for everybody, because my best bet is don't bet the Kentucky Derby.
Oh!
It is a loss leader. It is overrated. It is overhyped. You sit around and the only cool thing about it is if you get together to have fun and like drink and like throw a party. But if you're like, I just want to like, you know, turn on the Kentucky Derby and then you bet on it. The favorite hasn't won since 2018. Plus, it's like 2 minutes and 20 seconds. You build it up. and if it's not a great race, you're like, that was it? It's not that fun. It's probably amazing to be there, but the race itself on TV never lives up to expectations.
You know when that
like, it does sometime when a long shot wins, and it's like they come from the back and like they make the final turn, they do the thing, but don't bet it. You're not gonna win. There's 20 horses. There's 20 horses. You're going to lose. The odds are further against you than anything that you will bet.
The winner hasn't won since 2018.
The favorite.
Yeah, of course. The winner has won. The favorite hasn't won since 2018. That is staggering. You're 100% right when it comes to the race, too. You know, wherever it's, like, whatever channel it's on, you know, it takes up, like, 5 hours of block, right?
Yes.
And then I tune in. Oh, it's 3 o'clock. I wonder if they're racing. Some pageantry, up some interview. Like it's impossible,
right? Like,
to like
who's
hit
this
it.
Owner? I don't care about this owner.
Yeah, there's a story. Like it's impossible to nail it, right? Because then they'll tune in. Then maybe the next commercial break. If you're watching a different sporting event, boom, the race is over. You missed it. It is a frustrating. It's cool for like the 2 minutes, but mostly because of novelty, right? Just I never watch horse racing, so if it happens to be on, that's cool. But now, especially that I know how hard it is to bet against it, consider me interested in any other sports bet other than that.
So that's my best bet. Don't bet the Kentucky Derby. Strofe, what do you think about my best bet?
You're weak, you're a wimp, you're a loser. That's loser's mentality.
Guess what I'm going to end up doing?
Bet the Kentucky Derby.
Betting the Kentucky Derby.
Are
and
you?
Then giving my same advice to every year I bet the Kentucky Derby, I say that's my last year.
Really?
And then I
brother,
get 1 hour,
brother,
how do you
tell,
I get 1 hour
you what,
away.
I'm all in on Flying Mohawk.
Flying Mohawk.
Well, I was about to ask, how do you determine, none of us are even close to horse experts, let alone horse racing novices.
Well, I have.
So how do you decide?
I have a buddy who handicaps the horse race because he owns horses, looks at the speed rating, the different tracks, the type of material that they're racing on, the jockeys, the owners, the trainers.
Jeez, so
and
much.
He loses every single year, but I still listen to him.
He himself loses
yes,
as well?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
It's so hard. That's how hard it is.
It is a good best bet.
Flying Mohawk 30-1. Otherwise, I also like Luxor Cafe 15-1.
Are you going only on names, Strofe?
Yes.
Well, if we're
going to
go
do.
Only on names, I'm going to try and find some of the great names here.
You have both journalism and publisher in this year's race.
That's so weak.
Yeah, but there's a couple fun ones, though. Flying Mohawk is definitely one. Tiztastic?
Tiztastic?
Tiztastic.
How about Toby? This is Toby Keith's horse. Render Judgment.
Oh, wow.
That sounds intense.
Wait, how do you know
that's...
That
does sound
really good. Not to sound insensitive, but Toby Keith's dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so his horse lives on. But I just pulled up an article. His horse isn't dead, though, Strophy.
Gotcha.
Render Judgment is coming beyond the grave for my guy Toby Keith.
I mean, patriotism right there,
hey,
Brad.
First concert I ever attended. I was 7 years old at a Toby Keith concert.
Really? So I'm actually jealous. I wanted to see Toby Keith. I love Toby Keith. Never got around to it, and unfortunately he passed. So, Strofe, I hope your 7-year-old self enjoyed it, because 35-year-old Brad is jealous.
Should have been a cowboy, Brad.
Should have been a cowboy.
I'm not going to lie. The names aren't as fun as they usually are.
No, they're kind of weak.
You guys are just negative. American Promise? That's
American
sick.
Promise. I just saw that one.
Coal Battle? Coal, C-O-A-L? Coal Battle? That's sweet.
Chunk of gold.
Yeah. There's
chunk
some great names.
Gold.
What are you Flying Mohawk? Are you kidding?
Where's Usain Colt?
Probably in a Reddit thread. I don't know.
Citizen Bull?
Are you ready
know.
To come clean on your horse in the Home Run Derby or... Not
what?
A horse in the Home Run Derby?
Oh.
Horse in the Home Run Derby?
Now, Strofe.
You mean Kentucky the Kentucky Derby?
Did you actually come up with those names from the earlier segment?
Or did you rip it off the internet?
I love Chunk of Gold.
Good deflection. I'm going to take my bad performance of saying Home Run Derby and Kentucky Derby to the fact that the cutest child in the entire world has entered the building.
Hey, you ain't joking.
I've been distracted, just trying to make my baby. Hi, honey. Oh, gosh, I just gave KVN Nation my
Ben,
dad voice.
Ben
in dad mode is a fascinating thing to
watch. Well, I think this is a good opportunity. Mother's Day coming up, Benny. Where are you going for your fiance?
I'm glad I have these live reads about Mother's Day. Because yes. That's another thing, as Brad knows, I don't have a passport for a honeymoon in 4 months. I don't have a real ID for flying in 11 days. And less than that is when Mother's Day is coming, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. But if you want to be a hero and give a mom in your life something that is amazing, all you got to do is go to the new ESPN Wisconsin app from now through May 7th. You get a one-night stay at the St. Kate the Arts Hotel, a gift card to one of the St. Kate restaurants, and then, of course, a big bouquet of flowers straight from Welke's Milwaukee Florist. If you aren't the lucky winner, don't sweat it. You can also receive 10% off when you call and place an order with Welke's and mention ESPN at checkout. Show the mom in your life how she is so appreciated by you, and register on the ESPN app, the ESPN Wisconsin app. You download it, App Store, Google Play Store, ESPN Wisconsin app. There's a contest tab. You find Welke's Mother's Day giveaway. Boom, sign up, and you are entered to win an unbelievable prize. We wrap up the show from Third Space Brewing Company. Coming up next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Student Athlete Support Fund is something I was looking at. I'm ultimately likely going to give to the
It's a long week.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Third Space Brewing Company is popping. You got everything here. Everything you need. Great beer, great tap room, outdoor space, heaters. You can have an event here. They have a venue for that as well. Tours. You name it, they have it at Third Space Brewing Company as it is getting packed and fun here fast. Ben Brust, Kyle Wall's out, but he'll be back on Monday. Brad Nortman here with me. Strofe running the show. I found out that they have an original Blitz, like an OG Blitz.
Oh.
Like machine.
Like an arcade game?
An arcade Blitz.
Oh, my goodness.
Best,
what an investment.
Best bar games.
Ooh. I'm a sucker for Golden Tee.
I'm a classic darts guy.
You're a darts guy.
I don't think I've played Strofe in cricket yet.
Well, Strofe is a professed darts aficionado.
Strofe, have we played cricket yet?
You just said we haven't. Why do I need to confirm?
I'm just making sure.
How good are you guys? Are we talking about like a Clash of Titans here? Do we need to have a Strofe versus Ben duel?
I'm good.
How good? Like what's your points per round?
Over 2, typically. You're looking for marks per round, NPR?
NPR.
Yeah,
you guys don't
over
keep
2.
These stats.
No, the machine does
it
for
you. The machine does it for you.
But to remember them and to be able to pull it from memory?
Yeah.
I've never calculated my average. I know I waver somewhere around the 1.9 and 2.4 mark, depending on the day.
I'm probably a 1.6 to 2.2. I've had a 2.67. I've had, you obviously have those bigger
right.
ones, but in average, I'm competitive. And if there's money on the line, Strofe's 2.1 goes down to 1.5 because he's nervous because he's playing me for money.
This is the dumbest math I've ever heard.
I think we need to have a Strofe versus Ben darts game match. Like the match. Strofe versus Ben darts.
Why did arcade games go away? Like why isn't there an NBA Jam with today's players?
That's a good point.
And an arcade game.
I feel like
if I could be Dame Giannis at a bar.
Oh wow. Now that would be good.
Or Fat Luka and LeBron.
Fat Luka, as our buddy Homer said.
Extra pixelated, extra thick for pixelation.
Like he, you know how they jump really high? He goes half the height of high for dunks.
Oh, my goodness. I will say the lack of arcade games, something is being stripped from the experience. Because I remember even sometimes going to a movie theater, like some of the Marcus theaters you'd go to as a kid, and before phones, and if you had to wait for something, I remember there being arcade games there. And like it was just... Not having that at a bar or a place like this at Third Street,
which they do.
There's just a kid inside of all of us that just, I don't know. Now that you said that there's Blitz here, I'd be eager to play that.
Do people like pinball anymore?
If there's a good enough theme on the pinball machine, yeah, I'll pop a couple quarters in there.
It's got to be a great theme.
I played a Van Halen pinball machine not recently, within the last year, and I like
you
that.
You get one arcade game in your basement. What are you taking?
Oh, man.
And did you know that my brother Jonathan Bruss was once top 500 in the world in Golden Tee?
No way.
I didn't know that. Yes, he's told us.
I kind of think, first of all, so for bar game, shuffleboard is mine. That long table.
You stink at shuffleboard. I beat you.
But I like it. And that was one game stroke. I was just getting warmed up. Another one. I'm about to take you on in shuffleboard and Ben on you in stroke. I think like Area 51. I want some, or like the Duck Hunt. I want a shooting game.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You know?
That's a good call. Big Buck Hunter.
The amount of money I spent on Big Buck Hunter.
Big Buck Hunter, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Big Buck Hunter is a thrill.
I actually think I need that.
In your basement?
I'm not going to have it.
No.
How much? Okay, let's do some research. How much is a Big Buck Hunt?
That is like when you're young. And you sit back and you dream up a perfect basement, it does include an arcade game. There is something about an arcade game that just sets the tone and transforms the space.
Wait a second. Okay, never mind.
How much is a Big Buck Hunter?
So there's one for $7,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's one on eBay pre-owned for $2,300.
It's got to be like there's a part missing or something.
Yeah, see, the HD monitor is 7,000.
What about
that
for
sucks?
What about for an arcade game? What about like Cruisin' USA?
Oh, that was the go-to.
You know,
up.
Especially if you got like two race things, you know that you can like race one another.
I mean, that's a childhood. Going to the local sports bar, they had the Cruisin' USA.
Yeah,
they had the bar with like the basketball hoop with the net. You ever been to one of those where you shoot the hoop and it rolls down on the net to you?
Yeah, like Papa Shot. Right?
No. I'm talking they have an actual basketball hoop.
Oh.
With a net. Like, my whole childhood was going to the same sports bar.
You're talking about a 10-foot hoop with a normal basketball?
10-foot hoop in the bar. And it was right under the stairs.
That's cool.
And you'd shoot, and, like, there was a ceiling in play. You had to have the perfect trajectory roll down to you.
That's pretty cool. I've never experienced that before.
Is that why you were such a good shooter? Because your parents were bringing you to a bar as a 9-year-old and they were getting shots
just
up?
Just go shoot hoops.
No, it was like the post-soccer game place. You know, when you were like in third, fourth grade forced to play soccer because for some reason in America, we don't really do soccer, but we start everyone by playing soccer.
That's true. That is weird how everyone starts with soccer. Game I hated, the claw game.
The claw game is such a ripoff.
It's such a fraud. It's such a ripoff. It's such a fraud. It's the softest clasp of all time. You get it right over the stuffed animal's head, and it just whoop, pulls right through it. It's ridiculous.
Not in Toy Story.
That's true. The claw. Yeah, that's false advertising, the claw.
I have not checked here. Crazy Taxi?
Crazy Taxi. I remember that like on PlayStation. Not necessarily as an arcade game.
That was from Q in the 414. I'll tell you what, if you have a bar, it needs to have an arcade game. We need to bring arcade games back.
Honestly, if I'm going to have a libation or two, and I know there's an arcade game there, you know I'm gravitating toward it. Like bees to honey, I am going right toward it. So the fact that Blitz is here, that is an absolute thrilling idea. But you know what? Like another overrated game, Pac-Man. Pac-Man's so overrated to me. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's a hot take. And I know it was probably big in the 80s. But, like, you do the toggle. It doesn't turn. The ghosts are faster than you. I don't know. I'm not a Pac-Man guy.
There's something not about being chased. And, like, if you can out-duel them by using, like, the go away and come back the other side and then get it, and then you can get the thing where you can eat them and eat them well. Sounds like you're just bad.
I am pretty bad at it. I will say when you finally grab, though, that fruit and then you become the predator, that's a thrilling moment. That is beyond exciting.
Galactica?
Galactica, yeah. Okay.
You're not a space guy?
No. I'm a Star Wars guy, but Galactica never felt like it was a home run to me. Never felt like it was a home run.
What if we had what's the thing that I feel like Jesse Nelson would be good at?
Skeet ball.
It's just skee ball, guys. S-K-E-E.
I called it skee ball. He called it skeet ball.
There's no tea.
There's no tea.
Just skee ball.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Thank goodness.
I've never heard it called skeet ball. That's it for us at Third Street Brewing Company. They have a production brewery, a tap room, event venue. Stop by Thursdays for Under the Bridge live music series. If you're not an alcoholic drinker, you can try their Headspace sparkling water infused with hops, fruit, and hemp-derived THC. Mark your calendars for Happy Day on June 7th, a festival celebrating Happy Place. This is my happy place because we're about to... Well, I don't like saying goodbye to KVN Nation. But I know I'm going to see you guys on Monday and talk to you guys on Monday.
With a freshly shaped head.
I will on Monday, 2 o'clock. We're bringing the Clippers. I'm getting a buzz cut.
It.
I got to have a license, a passport.
Big couple days.
Big times coming here on Kyle Bruss Norman. We'll see you on Monday, the Homer Hour, in 2 minutes.